So that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles is kind of the foundational text for the diaconate in the church today. And just, we have one deacon at our parish here, Deacon Frank Ruggiero, who's getting a little bit old. He's technically retired. He's not here, but I will say this to his face as well. But he would be happy to have younger men stand up to come and take his place. So if any, and I'm the vicar for the diaconate. So if anyone wants to learn a little bit about the diaconate, if you might be interested, come talk to Deacon Frank, or I'd be happy to talk with you as well. You know, sometimes from the readings here, it's good to take a moment and think about where we're going and why we're going there. What are we spending most of our time and energy on? And is this what is most important to us? In the gospel today, we hear pretty clearly from Jesus about what's most important for him. Did it strike you how many times he mentions the Father in these 12 verses? 12 times in 12 verses, he mentions his Father. He begins by talking about the Father's house and how many rooms, mansions, dwelling places there are in that house. He obviously wants us to go to his Father's house. Jesus is the one who has come. He wants us to come to the Father, to come to know the Father, to see the Father, to be shown the Father. Jesus is the one who came to us from the Father, and his whole point in becoming one of us was to make a way for us to the Father. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, he says. But the way to what? The way to where? The truth about whom? And the life of what? He's the way to the Father, and the truth about the Father, and he's the life of the Father. So Jesus is coming to us and saying, look, I just want you to know my Father. I want you to meet him. I want you to find out how incredible he is. When you meet the Father, you'll look back and say, before, it's like I was in darkness. But now, there's this wonderful light, healing light, soothing light, strengthening light, enlightening light that not only surrounds me, but fills me completely. And you can tell in the gospel there that Jesus is getting the apostles excited about his Father as well, because Philip jumps up and interrupts Jesus. Master, show us the Father. The way you talk about the Father, take us to him. Show us the Father. Think about what you most admire and most desire in a father. You know, none of us have perfect fathers or perfect mothers. And we shouldn't expect to, right? But Jesus reveals to us the perfect Father, the one who perfectly provides for his children, who perfectly nourishes them, perfectly loves them, perfectly respects them, and perfectly gifts them with their own talents to foster their own creativity and initiative and guiding their dreams and teaching them to love, respect, and be mindful of others. Jesus knows his own dad. That's why he's so eager for us to go to the Father's house. So if you're getting excited like the apostles did, then the next step is to figure out, like them, how to get there. And we get there only through Jesus. The more we conform ourselves to Jesus, the closer we get to the Father. And that second reading from St. Peter, that apostle tells us to let ourselves be built into a spiritual house. A spiritual house. A house or dwelling place where the Spirit of Jesus lives. And Peter goes on to say that we must become a holy priesthood. Every one of us. In order to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to the Father. And our sacrifices are acceptable to the Father when they pass through Jesus Christ. So what does this mean? What's a spiritual sacrifice? Right? Well, what have you been working on this past week? What have you been pouring your energy into? Maybe it's as simple as getting the grass mowed, or getting laundry done, or getting the house cleaned, or getting schoolwork done. Maybe it's a little more relational, right? You managed to have a good conversation with someone. You managed to resolve a conflict. Or maybe you just reached out, or were reached out by, or from, a relative or a friend. Or maybe it's an act of repentance. I failed in some way, and I want to bring that to confession for forgiveness, as well as to the altar for transformation. Or maybe it's an act of service or charity, like the deacons are called to do in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. I want to close with one of my favorite lines from Jesus. He's talking about the intimacy of his own relationship with the Father, an intimacy that he wants us to come to know and to share. And he teaches that we grow into this intimacy by believing. Believe me and believe my works, which just means trust me and trust my works. And on that note of believing, of trusting, then Jesus says, he says very solemnly, amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these, because I'm going to the Father. That always blows my mind. We're told that we can do the same works of love and mercy and forgiveness and healing and transformation and overcoming of obstacles and witnessing to the gospel and conversion that Jesus did. And the greater works are the glorified Jesus present in and working through his beloved disciples. During his earthly lifetime, Jesus worked wonders through his own flesh. And since the resurrection, ascension, and Pentecost, he works those wonders through our flesh. Don't be afraid to be an instrument of the risen Jesus today. To witness to Jesus today. To show mercy and compassion like Jesus today. So all of those examples and more of spiritual sacrifices, of what you're doing, what you're pouring your energy into, what you're doing with your day, your week, right? Those are the spiritual sacrifices through which Christ can do greater things. So here's the homework for the week. Very consciously and very actively live your baptismal priesthood this week, gathering important moments throughout this week that you can then bring to this altar next week, next Sunday, and lay on this altar to be offered to God. your spiritual sacrifices. And those spiritual sacrifices will conform you to Christ and lead you ever nearer to the great goal of coming to the house of the Heavenly Father. To the altar, through the altar, to the Father, and our world will be transformed.